Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 6, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 31st, 2002. And here's Jesus. It's Halloween, our most sacred day. Joy, love, and peace to everyone. Here's Lon's next question.
Do the members of the Kingdom of God have the entire Bible memorized? Are they scholars?
Lon, the people in the Kingdom of God better have the Bible memorized, because that's the only way we can keep records in the Kingdom of God. Everything in the Kingdom of God is psychokinetic energy, and it is based on the memories and beliefs of the people there. If those memories fade, if they disappear, the writings disappear, the records disappear. That's why Demetrius had to come into the world and write his people's history, because if he didn't, when they become reborn into the material world and there's not enough of them in the afterlife to keep the records, all of their history and everything will disappear. So that is one of the most important parts of his current mission. We have to have scholars in the afterlife. We have to have people that remember things. We have to have people to keep the records, because if we don't, there's no record. Everything in the Book of Life is a recording of everyone's thoughts down through the ages. And if there's no one to keep them, we're in big trouble. That's why everything would eventually disappear if too many of us died off and there were not enough people in the afterlife to keep everything going. It is very, very important that those in the afterlife have the knowledge of their traditions and their history and their way, because if they don't, it's going to disappear. And we don't want what we have done to disappear. We want it to last forever. So we need mankind's help. Keep us here. So we will be forever, and mankind will be forever.
Nazarene, the first time my husband told me about that, it terrified me. The thought that so much beauty and love could be lost forever. It must never happen. We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauley, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine.
We're back! Those thought-provoking questions just keep coming in, Nazarene. What you got next, Lorne?
In your own words, who are Adam and Eve exactly?
To put it bluntly, Lorne, Adam and Eve were the first Homo sapiens. They were artificially created by the last Lord God of Heaven when his colonies were here on Earth to be servants, to tend his gardens and fields. Adam and Eve were the first ones made and were the leaders of the rest. The legend that they were the sole occupants of the Garden of Eden is stretching just a little bit. But they actually existed. They actually were living individuals. And they worked in the Lord God Garden and were pretty good until a certain individual came along and taught them things that the Lord God didn't appreciate, and the Lord God kicked them out. When the great Holocaust came that destroyed the last of the Havens and the last of the Republic, and when they all became things of legend, Adam and Eve and some of their people survived and became the foundation of the present human race. These are very odd things to some people, but actually the biblical account isn't that far off from what actually happened. It was put into terms that people of that time could understand, but the basic story is there, and everything that happened is quite true. It is a thing of great wonder that one people can create another race, but they are capable of doing it, and if they hadn't, we wouldn't be here.
I love that part of our people's history, Nazarene, when we wrote it. Adam and Eve were pretty interesting. I didn't like the Lord Gods, however, and I think it's much nicer that you now rule a haven and that we all get along.
We'll be back again.